After I got the call from the CFO, I realised that it sounded like they had everything covered from a safety and rescue point of view, using all their expertise, but we need to deal with the animal, and they really wanted the animal to be sedated before they sent any of their personnel down there. So I headed out there and met with a number of other wildlife rescuers, and we organised to tranquilise the animal and give some instruction on how to get it out safely, and then start rendering assistance to the animal once it was on the surface.
Now, how did you tranquilise a wallaby that's 4 metres down a mine shaft?
Yeah, well, we were lucky because it was within range. I have a number of techniques. In this case, I used an extendable pole, a special injecting pole that I use for short distances, and so I was able to deliver a sedative directly into his backside. If he was any further than that, I actually have a tranquilizer gun, and I can pretty much deliver a tranquilizing dart any distance down a shaft. But it was an easy one, so we just used a pole syringe.
Okay, so you didn't need to get down the mine shaft at all yourself?
No. I could do that from the surface, and then it takes about 5 or 6 minutes for the drugs to take effect, and the wallaby then went to sleep, basically, was unconscious, and then the CFA could do their job and went down there, bagged the wallaby, attached ropes to the bag, and got themselves out and with the wallaby, so that brought it to the surface, and then we took the animal over from there.
Now, you've done a few of these sort of rescues recently, including very, very large kangaroos?
Yes. In fact, I did a kangaroo over in Chewton just a couple of weeks ago, and I think it was a bit over a year ago now. Probably the most spectacular one was in Trentham. I actually had 4 live kangaroos down the shaft at the one time, and one of those kangaroos was about 70 kilograms. So that took quite a bit of effort.
And back to this wallaby, any clues as to, you know, how long he'd been down there?
Look, judging by the fact that he has been fly-struck and he's got a face covered in maggots, he's probably had a nosebleed or something. The interesting factor is he's got quite a lot of mud packed onto his tail and the pads of his feet, and yet the bottom of the shaft's dry. So there was a little bit of drizzle last night, but I don't think it was wet enough. Apparently it rained 2 days ago, so I'm thinking he's been in here for at least 2 days.
Okay, now, once he's gone to the vet in Daylesford, what'll happen next?
Yeah, he'll probably come back home with me, with all the other animals, and we'll hopefully rehabilitate him, get him back to health so that we can bring him home.
There's a lot of mine shafts out there. Many of them are not capped. What would you ask authorities or decision makers to do?
We've been asking authorities to come and put covers over these shafts for many years. We're going out every week to all these animals that are coming to grief. I fear that it's going to take a child to end up falling down and be seriously injured or worse before someone will actually make a decision to do something. I know there are thousands of mine shafts, and it's probably going to cost a fortune, but at the moment, they're not even marked. They don't even have any identifying warning signs around them. I think the government needs to take a serious look at making our forests safe.